Says I don't have to ask blank about making up my mind. Whom does she ask?
Well, she should ask God, but I don't know who she does ask unless she asks her husband.
Okay. And what would the man say then? He would have to say, if he doesn't want to make up his mind either, he'll have to say,
I'll ask my wife.
All right. If a woman loses her husband, in other words, like you, what do you call?
Widow.
All right. And what's the man that loses his wife?
Widow.
All right. In a family, all right, what do you call the person that, it's male, he's a male. And
father.
What do you call the other one?
Mother.
Female. All right. What did you call your father?
Well, Papa died when I was 4 years old, so I don't know too much about that. Mm-mm.
All right. What did you call your mother?
Mama.
All right. What do you call two together?
Grandmother and grandfather.
No, I mean of yours, Mama and Papa.
Mama and Papa.
But when they're together, you would say, I have two...
Parents.
Okay. If you had to. All right. What did you have another name for your grandmother and grandfather? Would you call them anything?
Didn't know any. They died long before I was born.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. We recorded that. All right. If you have sons or daughters, they're called your what?
Children.
All right. When you kind of nickname a child, what's another word for nickname? You say you have a blank name for him.
I have a pet name.
All right. What's the thing that we ride our little babies in?
Carriage.
All right. And what turns the carriage? What's on the bottom there that turns around?
Wheels.
All right. A child sometimes, acts very mature. And you think, well, he's, really, he really acts.
He's too old for his age.
All right. What's another way of saying he's too old for his age? What's
mature.
What's another way of saying that?
I don't know.
Have you ever used the term or heard the term, he's very grown up?
Grown up.
Right. All right, let's talk about grown up for just a minute. If you are talking about your garden, let's say, you say, and this is in connection with growing, you say, I blank the garden today.
I watered the garden today.
No.
We did it.
In connection with growing.
I saw the garden today. It's growing.
It's growing. All right. And if you, did it in the past, if you planted it in the past, how would you say?
I planted my garden. It's growing now.
It's growing now. What about, planted the garden today, and it. I hope it will grow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. All right. The opposite of a son would be a what?
Daughter.
All right. The opposite of boy would be
girl.
Okay. All right. When a woman is going to have a child, you say she is what?
Pregnant.
All right. If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, who might deliver a baby?
A nurse or either a midwife.
Do you know how the term midwife came?
No, I don't. Yes, oh yes, I do know.
Okay, tell me.
Well, I had an uncle that was a doctor.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Uh-huh, and he was general practitioner, I guess, country doctor. Uncle being smart, however, but he... And the doctors in those days, they said, now this is what I've been told, that doctors could not be... There was not any doctors. In other words, you'd go hundreds of miles without a doctor.
Yes, sir.
And these women taught themselves how to deliver babies.
Oh.
And they were called midwives.
And they taught themselves.
They taught themselves. They had nobody else to teach them. They taught themselves. Now, that was a story that always was handed down to us.
Well, did they ever watch the doctor perform a delivery?
Half the time, there was no doctor. They just did it all.
So they just said, do it all. Well, okay.
There was no doctor at all. They did it all themselves.
Yeah.
That's where midwife came in.
All right. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you might say that
they look alike.
All right.